Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Before we get started with the show, I wanted to let you all know that I have a new web series coming out. As a matter of fact, it will be out this week. You can find it at the Jash Network, that's J-A-S-H. It's called The Arshirio Paul Show. I do recreations of classic Arsenio Hall show interviews with one subtle difference. This week, we're recreating the famous Bill Clinton interview where he talks about smoking weed with Will Arnett. Check it out on the Jash Network. And our next episode of How Did This Get Made is actually a tribute episode. I'm sure you've all heard by now that Roger Ebert has passed away, and he was awesome. A legend in his field of movie reviewing. I've read some of his books. Your Movie Sucked is the name of one of his books. He was an amazing reviewer. I grew up with him watching Siskel and Ebert at the movies, the best opening sequence animated, Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel running around Chicago. I am forever a fan, and we figured the best way to honor him would be by talking about a movie that Roger Ebert considered the worst film he ever saw. Want to guess what that could be? This is a man who's seen thousands, hundreds of thousands of movies. I don't think that's a ridiculous number to say. He's seen tons and tons of movies. What was the worst? Oh, it was just a little unknown movie called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, starring Sylvester Stallone and Estelle Getty. Now, my memories of this movie were fond, because I saw it when I was a kid, and I thought an old lady holding a gun was great. As I watch it as an adult, and not so much. Man, oh man, this is really fun for all the right reasons. It has a current 4% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was the winner of 3 Golden Raspberry Awards for Stallone as Worst Actor, Estelle Getty as Worst Supporting Actress, and it earned Worst Screenplay. Screenplay was written by Save the Cat author Blake Snyder, who's one of the credited authors on this. Very interesting, because I'm a fan of that book as well. So it's 87 minutes. It's available on Netflix Instant. That means you don't have to pay anything. It don't cost nothing. And I am so looking forward to you to see this movie. I want you to think about what it says about mothers and sons and women in pantsuits. Take a listen to the trailer.
What's going on?
You got a jumper up there. Looks like he's going to do it.
This is Leslie Parks for Channel 8 News. We've just arrived downtown at 4th and Main, where a man has gone out onto the ledge of a building, apparently despondent about his mother, and remains there still.
Hey, kid.
Hey, you don't tell me what to do, though.
You stay right there. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You stay away from me.
You a young man.
Oh, no.
Look, I know I'm not your mother, but I am a mother, and I was just thinking you could talk to me, if that's all right.
This is serious up here.
Yeah, hey, let her talk. What do you want?
I just want you to know that young man next to you is my son.
Mom, stay out of this, okay?
And God knows, he and I have had our difficulties over the years. You see, he was very small for his age, and I made him this adorable little wig and a beautiful little dress.
He had to wear a wig and a pretty little dress?
Is he adorable?
I thought I had things bad.
Not close.
Stop.
Oh, please, you don't have anything I haven't seen before.
Mom, would you turn around, please?
Or my mom.
Both of you
will shoot.
Your mom witnessed a murder. You witnessed a murder?
Get in. We're gonna nail those turkeys.
Oh, come on, Gwen. She's supposed to go back Monday.
Watch out!
Look, you can already see he's gonna have very nice equipment.
Would you like me to drive?
No!
It's gonna be so clean and shiny. He's gonna have the cleanest gun at the precinct.
I'd say she loves you, Joe.
No, my son's is much bigger.
Ah!
Sylvester Stallone.
Put a machine gun off the back of a van?
And Estelle Getty.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
It is!
Stop.
Or my mom will shoot!
By the way, girl, Joe is still single.
Officer, secure that megaphone!
Excuse me, I think I'm ready to go back in now.
Joe, wait for the crowd.
Lee Maker, stop!
I tell you, that guy needs help.
We got a jumper up there, looks like he's gonna do it.
He's a very nice boy, a little rough around the edges, was nothing that the right girl could smooth out.
Take a look in this movie for a cameo appearance by Ving Rhames. They bill it now as a cameo appearance, but clearly Ving Rhames was not famous at that point, and it was just a part that Ving Rhames had. You're in for a real treat. We have a very special guest next week as well. But enough about Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. We've come to the part of the podcast where we look back on the movies that we have talked about and see if there was anything that we might have missed. We call this section Corrections and Omissions. These are things that are sent in by you, the How Did This Get Made listener, onto our Earwolf message boards. You tell us the stuff that you thought that we may not have covered last week when we talked about Jean-Claude Van Damme's Street Fighter. Well, number one thing I saw on these message boards was a lot of discussion about whether or not we should have been familiar with the video game. No. We should not have been. This is a movie review show, not a compare and contrast video game to movie show. So all your nerds, get your panties in a bunch about the relationships between, between Guile and Bison and Balrog. Stick it. Stick it up your butt and keep it in your butt. Because it doesn't make a difference. A movie should stand on its own 2 feet. And yes, I played the game, but never did I know that there was a story to it. I just thought you just went around the world and fought people. So that's where I was at. All right, let's get right into it. Justin L., always up for a comment of something that we might have missed. He brought up that his favorite image from the Good Brainwashing video was Albert Einstein. There's just a picture of Einstein, a contextless snapshot of an old man with cotton candy hair and a push broom mustache. That's it. That is crazy. I didn't think about that. There's images of Nazis walking around, fires burning, horrible images, and they just put up a picture of an old man. Were they just trying to hope that maybe he remembered Einstein when he was Carlos or Charlie and he would put it together? I don't know. Justin L., eagle eyes. You get the eagle eye award. I like that. This one is from Razo Zealot. Maybe the next time you guys watch a video game movie, you can spend a bit more time with the video game. It will help see how much the movie version of the video game destroys the vision of the games. Razo Zealot, no. This is a movie show. We watch movies. We talk about movies. We don't play video games, then watch the movies, and then compare and contrast. We brought in John Gimberling. He had a very deep knowledge of the movie. But besides that, I can't be the only person who played Street Fighter a ton when I was a kid, but then did not realize there was like a story going on. I thought it was just like you fought around the world. It was like Virtua Fighter, like just like, oh, I want to fight in the area where there's like lots of flames. Well, I want to fight on the docks. That's all you, that's, at least that's all the investment I cared to give to it. That's like saying like I don't know, like House of the Dead has like a plot. I mean, loosely, so loosely. Time Crisis, I guess. Let's see, Isaiah Lasher, or maybe it's just like Isaiah, would say, I just want to say thank you, Paul. I knew I wasn't the only one who saw there was some sexual tension between Ken and Ryu's relationship. I don't know why, but when they said I only saw the left side, good, I saw the right, it just felt dirty. You know what? I can't tell, Isaiah, if you're making fun of me or not, because I do believe there was underlying sexual tension between those two characters. And Grog 1138 backs me up, because he says, Ryu and Ken did seem to have more than a friend's relationship. Japanese game developers recognize the potential for a homosexual undertone, which they can use to draw on female demographic, and they redesigned Ryu and Ken to be more Bishoujin, attractive males, and turn them into ambiguously gay. There's a lot of that going on in anime around that time. Thank you, Grog 1138. Thank you for that. Sharik writes, I think the bad guy from Roadhouse and M. Bison should get together and do a show about civic planning. Both of their fiendish plans hinged on property tax rates and easement guidelines. You're so right. And what kid wants to, or even an adult seeing Roadhouse, wants to hear about property tax rates? It's like back when we watched that Cher movie when you had Sky Rights. Remember that? Oh, that was dumb. Why are all these bad guys trying to buy real estate? I don't like it. I do want to point out that we got a great letter from our lovely friend, Lindsay Ann. She made special Valkenvania bumper stickers for us. They say, I sucked a bug in Valkenvania. Thank you, Leslie Ann, for that. That's amazing. And if you want to email, you want to real mail us, if you actually want to real mail us, snail mail it, you can send us anything you want at How Did This Get Made, care of Earwolf Media, LLC, P.O. Box 1421, Los Angeles, California, 90078. So that's P.O. Box 1421, LACA 90078. And you just put it to How Did This Get Made, care of Earwolf Media, LLC. Lindsay, you're the best. This is our first kind of fan-made thing, and I really appreciate it. I hope there is more. I don't want to be greedy, but I hope there's more. All right, that closes up the corrections and omissions section of the show. I appreciate you all writing in on the message boards. That's always pretty great. And if you like the show, clearly you do if you're listening to a mini episode, please rate and review us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. That helps us out. I don't know how exactly it helps us out, but it does, and you should do it. Also want to say that we have t-shirts available still. If you haven't bought your How Did This Get Made t-shirt, ask yourself a very simple question. Why not? Why am I a failure? And think about it, and then buy a t-shirt. Now it is time for the part of the show where you ask Q's, I give you A's, and I blow those A's out of the water because you guys had great Q's. First question comes from Matthew Robinson. What's weirder, the hot dog scene from Nothing But Trouble or the pizza eating scene from Cobra? That is a very good question, Matthew, but I would have to say, are you blind? Come on, man. Cobra eats pizza with scissors. That's moderately weird. That hot dog eating scene made me want to vomit. Like, hardcore puke my guts out. That is definitely weirder. I think, like, if you look at it as, oh, hey, would you serve hot dogs on a train that goes around the table? Not weird. Would you eat pizza with scissors? That's weird. But it's all within the context, Matthew. The context. Context is hot dog scene is super fucking weird. Here is another question that I like right here. How many merkins is too many merkins? That's from Dylan Richardson. You know what? When it comes to pubic hair wigs, you can never have enough. I believe Steven Seagal wears three at a time. Daniel Coyle writes, since several of your league co-stars have directed feature films, when will we see un film de Paul Scheer? First of all, several? Several. Mark and Katie are about the only two that have directed films. I direct some NTSF episodes, and you'll see more of those coming this summer on NTSF SDSUV, so you can check that out. But yeah, I don't know of several. I guess I'm going to direct a movie. I'm going to direct a movie about the making of Nothing But Trouble. I'm going to go in, cast actors. I'm going to get Liam Neeson to be Dan Aykroyd. Get the guy from Magic Mike, Channing Tatum, to play Chevy Chase. And a bunch of other people. It's going to be great. It's going to be like a behind-the-scenes look at a classic making-of film. Will you guys support me? I'll start a Kickstarter tomorrow. Get on it. Christian Ruiz writes, do you enjoy cannolis? Hell yeah, Christian, but not the ones with ricotta inside. I like more of a sweet, creamy one. Not that where you can taste the cheese in there. That's not cool. No one likes that. Roxy Garrity writes, when will you do the Beastmaster? I don't know. Let's see. Ernesto Arica, I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but at least I got the first one right, says, are you up all night to get lucky? Well, Ernesto, ever occur to you to think that maybe I'm writing this in a different time zone? That would probably be part of this discussion. So it might be night for you, but daytime for me, because I did post this around 9 in the morning today. So I don't wanna get you upset about time zones, but that is how it works. We'll explain it more in another show. Any chance that you're coming to London? As a matter of fact, I am in London right now. I'm not in London at this very moment. I'm recording this the day before I go to London. So I'm in London, walking around, we're shooting NTSF. We're not recording a show there. It was too late. I thought about it way too late. I apologize for that. Okay. Someone wants to see a live video feed of the show. They want to see that Jason Manzoukas beard in action. That's from Alexander Botia. You have to wait on that. Our schedules are so crazy that it's tough for us to do a live show. We'll do a live show eventually, but no, it's not on the docket. Take it off the docket. What is on the docket, though, is some live shows coming up in New York in June and in May. Oh, actually, There's live shows coming up in L.A. and New York. That's what we got on the book so far. In June 15th, I believe, in L.A. and New York, we're aiming for the end of June, I think. All right. I'm going to keep you up to date with more information, but right now that's a sneak peek of some stuff. All right. Let's see what else we got. These are all very straightforward questions. Will Young writes, can you name one or two movies that are untouchable for you because you don't want to offend anyone? No, Will. That's the whole idea. If we don't want to offend anyone, we wouldn't say like, oh yeah, I don't want to offend anyone, but if I was going to offend someone, this would be the person I would offend. Come on, Will. We're in the business of show out here. Hollywood. Can't go around, you know, and talking about all this shit. Then I go on the street, I'm at my famous Hollywood celeb parties, you know, hanging out with everyone, doing cocaine, fighting people on the street, trying to get TMZ to cover me. And then all of a sudden they're, hey, thought you said you'd never cover my movie, man. I'm like, hey, dude. Had to break that rule. Sorry, Miley Cyrus. Let's see here. Justin Williams writes, is it safe? No. Stay under that boat tarp. Too soon? Probably. I apologize. Brian Dexter writes, when can we expect an episode on Face Off? Soon enough. How's that for an answer? So far, there's been two direct questions, and I've given two wishy-washy answers. So I apologize for that. Why don't you throw a TV show in now or then? I think that that's actually a very good call. We have to find the right TV show, Hemlock Grove. Maybe that's a prime contender. We have to see. It's tough sometimes because TV shows, you know, you don't want to judge them by an episode. You want to judge them by a series, and we don't want to commit all that time to a bad TV series. Jonah Kaufman writes, how do I get rid of my AIDS? Thank you for asking. I say the same thing to everybody. Epsom salts. And lots of orange juice. Some work for Magic Johnson. It will work for you. All right. That is it. That is the end of not a lackluster Q&A, just not that much information in this Q&A. I apologize. I'm running out. Like I said, I'm going to London. I'll be there. Let's. If you see me in London, you know what? Just come over to me and say hello, Captain, and I'll say Sergeant, and we'll talk about the podcast. June will be there as well. If you see her, say Commander, and she'll say Doctor. And that's what we're going to do. So that's our rule for London. If you see us in London, because London's like what? Like 10, 15 people, tops? That's how many people are there? All right, well, if you bump into me on the streets, you got your marching orders. All right. What else? As always, you can pick up my comic book, Alien vs. Predator. That is on newsstands or comic book stands, or you can get it online on the Comicology app on the iPad, which is awesome. And remember to check out the Arshirio Hall show on Jash Network. You can go check that out on the Jash Network, like I mentioned at the top of the show. All right, that's it. We'll see you next time for Stop, Where My Mom Will Shoot, Netflix Incident. Do it.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.